There's the rare occasion when the public can be engaged on a level beyond Flash.
Yes, indeed. Mad Men kicking off its final 7 episodes. It happens this weekend, Sunday on AMC. So, what can you expect if you're a fan of the show? And where does it stand among the all-time greats? We're going to discuss that now with WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley joining us live in the studio. What exactly makes this show so great? So many people love this.
Well, in terms of the all-time greats, you know, obviously Sopranos comes to mind. That's kind of got the originality. It actually birthed the guy that ended up creating Mad Men, Matthew Weiner. Breaking Bad, I think, was so good at its cliffhanger urgency. You always wanted to hit the next button because they were so great at that. And The Wire was the best in terms of a succinct 5 seasons, maybe the most efficient show. But what makes Mad Men stand out as one of the contenders for the all-time crown is the almost unique, I've never seen a show that interacts with historical commentary quite like this one. And there's a scene in the final episode of the first season that the script just got enshrined in the Smithsonian called The Wheel. And there's a pitch that Don makes for the Kodak Carousel that I think sums up the show.
In Greek, nostalgia literally means pain from an old wound. This device, it's a time machine. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again.
So while Don Draper is selling a product talking about nostalgia, the product that he's really talking about and Matthew Weiner's talking about is the show. The whole show is this grappling with nostalgia, not necessarily as fond memories we want to go live again, but almost that pain from an old wound that he mentioned and wanting to right our historical wrongs. With the hindsight, we can look back now at such a pivotal era.
Well, there are a lot of social issues that we look at differently now than they were portrayed at the time that they happened, and they're pretty frank about it. The show.
Absolutely. And I think we got a clip of some of them, actually.
That's the latest thing, isn't it? Everybody's a racist!
Most of the things Negroes can't do, I can't do either.
All right, Peggy, we'll have a civil rights march for women.
Yeah, the show is just dripping with it. And it's always kind of subtly in the background. There'll be, you know, a black bellhop on the elevator in the first season, but then by the final season, there's an African-American woman working alongside them in the office. Or there's Martin Luther King's assassination, and Don's son does a nice compassionate gesture to a black janitor the night he's killed. But really, I think the women's rights really take off on the show. I mean, I think decades from now, we'll look back at this as the ultimate show of cracking that glass ceiling, watching Peggy and Joan rise the ranks of Sterling Cooper, the company. Literally, it transforms in this pivotal decade of the 60s, but we're looking back at it with our hindsight of where women stand now, and it's this great time machine that he talked about.
In addition to how well they're handling the period piece of this, what makes the characters so compelling?
Well, I think Don sums it up in a little cut he has earlier.
We're flawed because we want so much more. We're ruined because we get these things and wish for what we had.
I think that sums it up. The characters are so flawed. I mean, this is Don Draper. He's named Draper for a reason. He's hiding his identity. He's draping his true identity throughout the show. You're always selling. These people are selling in ad rooms, but they're selling themselves, moving on, reinventing themselves. And the fact that he's flawed, he says, that quote right there, there's an ambition. We always want more, but as soon as we get it, we long for what we had. It's kind of a grass is always greener, and that fuels the show.
Do we know how this is going to end?
I mean, that's the big question. Is it going to end in redemption for Don, as we've seen a couple hints at, or is it going to be tragedy? I mean, that opening credits, there's that kind of vertigo falling paper cutout that you wonder, is it going to be a suicide or a death, or is that just symbolic of tragedy? I'm hoping it's going to be redemption. The final episode that we just saw, Don has a vision of Bert Cooper, his boss, doing a song and dance to The Best Things in Life for free, and there's been other hints, and maybe that's just the optimist in me, but I'm really hoping Don sees the light here.
You see this becoming a movie after they're done with the series?
No, I think they're going to hang it up, and Matthew Weiner will let everyone start instantly debating whether how well the finale goes. We don't know whether it's going to be like The Sopranos, where it's controversial ending that looks genius in hindsight when you dissect it, or they'll wrap it up like Breaking Bad, but I think the conversation will immediately be on of whether it's the best.
All right, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and if you want to get caught up or just need a refresher, check out our Mad Men Binge Guide on WTOP.com's entertainment page.
All right, Jason, thanks.